1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
We are back. We're going to talk some Angela's House with our man, Mr. Bill Powers, in just a second. But there is a new movie out. Gene, I don't know if you cited the movie called Breathe. Andrew Garfield. His range is amazing, from Social Network to Spider-Man, Hacksaw Ridge, one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Garfield on LI News Radio right here on the island. Andrew, you there? Just got a great introduction.
Hello?
There you go. Got a little bit of a delay. You there, my friend?
Hey. I'm here. Hey, sorry. Hey, how are you? I'm in London.
You're in London.
Thanks for having me.
How about it? It's great to have you here. You're being heard all over Long Island. Have you been on the island at all? Been to the Hamptons? Are you one of those guys?
No, I'm not a Hamptons guy, but maybe when I'm a bit older, I'll turn into a Hamptons guy. I've been to Long Island, and I love that part of New York. So yeah, it's great to be talking to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your range, Andrew, I don't know if you heard me in the beginning, is just amazing. And I remember you in Social Network, and of course, you know, the Spider-Man stuff. And what do you think of, by the way, before we get into the new movie opening up today, Breathe, what do you think of all this stuff? You know, we're talking with Jeannie, our entertainment girl, about all of the superhero movies, Marvel, DC Comics, you know, everything's coming. Every other movie now is a superhero movie. What do you think of all this stuff coming out? And you basically had a big part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I was very, very proud to play Spider-Man for those two movies, and I am also glad that I get to go and do other stuff, you know. I think there's obviously an appetite for it. People love those films, love the Marvel movies and the DC films. But also, you know, what I'm interested in as a cinema-goer is the smaller movies, the more human stories that celebrate the ordinary people.
Yeah, it really is, and you got one coming out today. Just a second, we'll talk about that. Just like Spider-Man, you come to the rescue again, my friend. And welcome.
Yeah, I'm rescuing Long Island Radio.
There you go. LA News Radio.
Please.
Exactly. And listen, you got the new movie coming out today, which is incredible, Breathe. I got to ask you about Hacksaw Ridge. You know, I felt you should have won the award, by the way, my friend. I mean, that was such an incredible movie. I can't even imagine the making of that film. A great cast. Vince Vaughn, right? Sam Worthington in that.
Let me
ask you. No,
it was a wonderful film to make.
How long did you have to train for that movie, Andrew?
Oh, I had about 3 months to get ready for that. And kind of the same for this film, Breathe. I had about 2 months for that. I like that kind of rehearsal preparation period. It's like, you know, it's like going to university, even though, you know, I never went to university. It's kind of like going to college and learning about subjects that I'm interested in for short periods of time. So, yeah, no, it was a real privilege to play that part in Hacksaw Ridge, that Desmond Doss. And then, of course, to play Robin Cavendish in this film, Breathe. I feel very, very lucky that I get to play these wonderful people.
Talk to me, because I got Jeannie Powers here. She does our entertainment on Fridays. Hey, hi to Andrew. Go ahead.
Hi, Andrew. This is very exciting.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? So what was it like to work with Claire Foy from The Crown? She's beautiful.
She's so wonderful, and she's such an amazing actor, and she's so open-hearted and, you know, present, and she really cares about everyone on the set. She, you know, she really cares about the work. She cares about the story and the filmmaking, but the most important thing to her is making sure that everyone on the set is having a good time and that we all become a family. So I was really, really appreciative of that.
Oh, I love hearing that, and that'll make the movie so much better. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's an amazing film.
Thanks.
Andrew, I was able to watch a few clips last night they sent me, and it's really such an adventurous film, a couple really refusing to give up in the face of this devastating disease in polio. Something about this story, I would imagine, it didn't take long to commit to, right?
Yeah, no, it's such an inspiring story. It's really about the triumph of the human spirit over adversity and laughing along the way in the face of adversity, in the face of, you know, the difficulties in life that we all face. But there was something about Robin and Diana that was so inspiring, because they were able to really laugh at the the most insane suffering. You know, Robin was paralyzed when he was 28. And from then on, you know, after, you know, a couple of years of sadness and grief, life became a party, and they made a joyful kind of celebration out of this terrible loss.
It really is, and you know, it's really a true love story between Robin and Diana. And Diana actually had a couple of twin brothers, Tom Hollander playing one of them, right? That kind of, you know, he has some groundbreaking ideas and inventions to kind of help you along in this, correct?
Yeah, well, the twin brothers were very, very helpful, and Tom Hollander actually plays both of them with the help of CGI.
Unbelievable.
Another character,
yeah.
another guy called Teddy Hall, who was an Oxford professor and also this amazing inventor that made the Cavendish chair, which was this idea that Robin had, and it had never been done before because Robin was on a ventilator. He had a pipe, a breathing tube in his neck because he couldn't breathe for himself. So that's why the film's called Breathe. He's on this external ventilator, and he was the first person to create a wheelchair which also had a ventilator built into it, so he could be mobile, so he wasn't just in bed all day long. So he really revolutionized how people on ventilation, on like unventilated support breathing, could move in the world. And he made so many people's standard of life all the better around the world. Kind of amazing.
It really is. And, you know, to eventually get out of the ward and help others with a similar situations as you had experienced, and really devoting both you and Diana in the film, you know, to really helping people along the way was amazing to find too, huh?
Yeah, really, really incredible. I think, you know, it's so inspiring when you get to know those people and you find out about those people who, just because of their own longing to live and their own, you know, they all they want to do is be themselves and live as full a life as possible. And in so doing, they change everyone's life around them. It's quite inspiring. And that's what the film covers. And I think it's a really inspiring story for anyone that goes to see it.
Oh, listen, we can't thank you enough for being with us today and for getting back on the line.
No, thank you.
A little bit of intercontinental interruption there. Jeannie, any closing words for Mr. Garfield?
I just look forward to Andrew's movies. I think you're a wonderful actor, and love you.
How about that?
I really do.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, listen, next time you're on the island, can you check us out at the airport if you're passing? like you're going to pass through. But anyway, you hung up. So as soon as I invited him, he hung up. That's all right. Andrew Garfield, ladies and gentlemen, Bree, check it out today in theaters.